Extension passes for the unemployed already flying through one chamber. What happens in the next chamber? It should just be a done deal. The Yankees are a done deal. They captured their 27th title, beating the Philadelphia Phillies. Congratulations to them. As you know, I'm a Phillies fan if you've listened to this show for any length of time, so rather disappointing to me, but good for the New Yorkers. It was a good team, and they deserve to win. You have to go back to 2000 for the last Yankees' huge, huge, huge victory. 27. Wow, that is something, isn't it? We're going to start at the top, though, with something really wacky. Hi, by the way, Kate Delaney, America Tonight, the name of the show. If you just tuned in, we're going to take you on a wild ride this hour, so buckle up through America and the borders beyond. How about this story about this Iowa cat getting the swine flu? Everybody's getting the swine flu. How many doctors have we had on? Doctors who say, don't take the nasal spray or roll up your sleeve and take the shot. And now we have this bizarre story out of Des Moines, Iowa. An older cat, no less, 13 years old, infected with the swine flu. A veterinary person confirmed it, the doc. And it's believed to be the first case of the H1N1 virus in a feline. So they treated the cat last week, and it's been confirmed as well in a couple of other animals, like some ferrets, I think, and they died. Now, this cat apparently is okay, is surviving, but, you know, it goes to that whole pandemic spread of the swine flu, and should you or shouldn't you be worried? You hear a story about a kid two towns over who was in critical condition. You do hear some awful, awful stories, and it goes to the condition somebody's in or to the particular age group somebody's in. But I'll tell you what, you know, you look at this H1N1 thing, and as the doctor said to me earlier in the week, it is absolutely nothing on the radar screen. He didn't mean to belittle it. He's not saying for the people who have dealt with it, but he says it's nothing compared to sometimes the regular strain of influenza that you always get running around this time of year, and also pneumonia, which is a huge killer of children here in the United States and also outside of our borders as well. But the weird thing about the cat, it made me think. So what, people can infect pigs with this virus, but can the live pigs actually infect people? Remember the story about in Canada? And I would say that when you hear about the animals getting it, it starts to worry the doctors just a tad more. And because they haven't had very many cases in pets, or, you know, I guess there is no evidence that the swine flu can be passed from pets to people. You know, that's where it would really scare. I mean, that's where it would really scare you, because you have dogs you're walking and cats that are obviously out roaming. You know, there maybe you'd be talking about a wild, if there was a way to transfer it, what a horrible thing that would be as far as the possibilities, certainly, of spreading. Speaking of spreading, good news does not travel fast, or bad news does not travel fast, I guess, in some cases. The White House really reluctant to talk about the Democratic losses in two states, talking about the governors, the governor in New Jersey and the governor's race in Virginia, because in both of those races, President Obama pushed heavily for those candidates, and you had two Republicans who won. I definitely view it as a little bit of a setback. It's easy to say, well, who cares? It's local issues. There wasn't a referendum on the president, but I don't think that's true. I think even if it were Bush and it were the reverse situation, you'd be saying the similar thing. Well, look what's going on here. Obviously, there is probably some tie to Obama, because he's this whole thing with the healthcare system, climate change, yeah, cap and trade, getting that support for Afghanistan. I think it is a dark sign for the next year ahead and for next year's elections in 2010, when a third of the Senate, all of the House, all of the congresspeople, and most governors are on the ballot. I mean, it's a big year. It's a non-presidential year, but it's a big year across the board, and the White House, of course, is playing it down, and they keep saying, well, it was pretty much local issues. It didn't involve the president. But if it didn't involve the president, why was he stumping so hard for both of those Democratic candidates? One, the incumbent governor in New Jersey, John Corzine, which I think is a huge blow, because to have, that's the idea. You've got the president there, and you're trying to cash in on the political capital of having the president come out to your various rallies, etc., but it did not spill over. So you have to think that for the GOP, they're gonna say, and we're gonna let you hear what Michael Steele said on one of the morning shows a little bit later around the bend here this hour of America Tonight. But I think it's for the GOP score one in their column, because it shows that there are obviously some people are losing confidence in what's going on with the current administration. And also it helps to raise money and do the recruiting thing that you do with people who are running. So I think that it says that maybe the Republican Party maybe has found a little bit of a voice. You know, on this show, how often do I say we need something different? We need different people in Washington. We need an overhaul completely when it comes to what's going on in the Beltway, because obviously in many cases our representatives aren't really representing what the American people think. And since we are the government, that's not a good thing. So you have a chance to make a change coming up in the next elections. And it wouldn't it be great if they even had a third party alternative? And I don't necessarily think that you're going to see that maybe this time around, but there's definitely some fresh ideas starting to percolate, and let's hope that some of those people get in office. We had one on our show. I think Rand Paul, who's running for the Senate in 2010 in Kentucky, has some terrific ideas, and he's very, very articulate. And I think having been a doctor like his father and like some others, obviously, who are serving, he has an interesting point of view on health care, etc. If you want to hear that interview and you missed it on America Tonight, by the way, there's a lot of interviews. We'll post them on americatonight.net, or you can go to our GCN website, gcnlive.com, and if you go there and click on America Tonight and go through, you'll see archived on the shows. But if you want the Rand Paul interview, it's easier to go to americatonight.net. We're going to have many more people on this show coming up in the next 6 months who are running and beyond, and see what the thought pattern is out there and how you're feeling in Kentucky and Illinois and Connecticut and Texas and et cetera. In New Jersey, I've said this many times, having grown up there, it is a traditionally Democratic state. So you have the Republican Chris Christie, who is a former federal prosecutor who just narrowly, I mean, it was a tight race, but he beat the billionaire, the guy who was the Wall Street exec, you know, 49-45, and how many independents went in that direction? I mean, that's, I think, what you have to ask yourself. All right, coming up, a lot of stuff to fill you in on that matters, in your neighborhood and mine. I'll tell you about it next here on America Tonight.
The home building industry is changing, and going green doesn't have to cost more. Learn about natural heating and cooling strategies, healthy, eco-friendly materials, and super energy efficiency. Tune into Living Shelter Design on webtalkradio.net to get ideas from top innovators in green power, integrated design, water systems, and healthy homes. Whether for personal comfort or professional awareness, make Living Shelter Design on webtalkradio.net your new home information source.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237. Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Back at it, drawing with you coast to coast and everywhere in between here on America Tonight. A couple of oddball things that have happened across the country. We'll jump to that in a second. I mentioned the Philadelphia Phillies losing the World Series in a game 6 to the New York Yankees. Boy, they exploded in the Bronx. Loving this. First one for A-Rod, fifth one for a guy named Derek Jeter. And the Phillies do not repeat, not back-to-back, not like the We Are Family Pirates, as they were affectionately known back in the 70s. So that, and of course, as I mentioned, a couple of other things, the White House just poo-pooing the whole idea that, okay, so Obama spent a big chunk of time in Virginia and a big chunk of time in New Jersey, but hey, these elections don't matter because we're talking about local issues. So we don't, you know, hey, we're not trying to belittle that, but by the way, it doesn't really matter that much. It would matter if it had been the opposite way, because why would you have the president then out there trying to rally the crowd and trying to get them to vote for Corzine, for example, in New Jersey? So, yes, absolutely. Let's go to Don, who's listening to us in Wyoming. Big Dono, I thought of you tonight as my Phillies lost.
You know, Kate, Yeah, I feel bad for them. You know, I mean, they're a good ball team, but you know, this shows America what did he spend about $350 million on three players in the off season? You know, on Sabathia, Burnett, and Teixeira. And the team is no different than they were the year before. You know, other than those three players, and that's why they just won a World Series. I mean, everyone knows the Yankees store. You know, the Yankees World Series are store-bought. I mean, you know, and that's one of the things that kind of irritates me about this, Kate, is that, you know, the state of New York and the state of Pennsylvania, they put out a lot of guys that end up in the NBA, you know. They put out a lot of guys that, heck, they have a lot of hockey players that come from that area, I believe, you know. And they even got quite a few players that play in the NFL, you know.
Yeah.
Those two states suck at baseball. You know, I mean, they just suck at baseball. You know, they're they're low-level amateurs, you know. And for them, and that's what's weird about it, is because you watch them, you know, win all these World Series, and you're just shaking your head like, well, it doesn't really represent the talent level of the state that they're in. It's just their money doing this, you know. And, I mean, everyone knows that, you know, the highest talent level of baseball comes out of California, and then Florida and Texas, and you know, and I don't know. I guess maybe I'm getting mixed between amateur baseball and professional, you know. But here's the thing that does make baseball the, and it's why it's my favorite sport, and why this is what I think makes it the best sport. Just imagine, Kate, 35 years ago, a little baby from, you know, Dominican Republic is somehow sitting in a little holder, child, you know, thing you carry, you know, right next to a little baby from a big baby, probably from Japan. And you think, those two guys are going to face off one day in the World Series. You know? Who would have, well, who'd ever think of something like that, you know?
Yeah, I mean, crazy.
Matsui against, you know, against Pedro tonight, you know? And that's the thing about baseball, is it's the one sport that I believe can really, you know, basketball's kind of getting there, I guess, you know, but not really, because, you know, baseball can just bring talent from all over the world, and, you know, and every kid all over the world, not just in the United States, can, you know, like, hey, I can become a major leaguer someday, you know, and you know, I mean, obviously, if you're not 8 foot tall, you're not playing in the NBA, you know, so. I'm just kidding. But anyway, though, I felt that, you know, the Phillies are a good ball team. And, you know, I'll tell you, I think the whole series was lost on one pitch, though, and that was when Cole Hamels, I think it was in game three, threw the curveball to Pettit. And Pettit hit it, you know,
yes.
The double. And I just said, that's just the dumbest pitch right there. You know, you don't throw a curveball on a pitcher. It's probably the only thing that can hit it, you know. But, you know, and there's no shame with it. I mean, you know, this is a – the Yankees, I don't know if a lot of people know this, you know, Steinbrenner's pulling $600 million a year on that ball team, you know, between their TV contracts and all of, you know, the
sure.
The apparel and all that, and
they sell,
he pays 220, something like that, to the players, you know, mm-hmm. and then they have to pay like about $150 million a year for revenue sharing, but they still profit over $200 million a year. Just don't. I mean, it's just a massive amount of money that the ball team pulls in, and so, you know, if they win a World Series every 8 years, and you know, nobody gives a honk right now. Oh, I want another one. What they do, you know, there's no way, you know, what my A's and the Cardinals are the closest ones to them in World Series championships. You know, I mean, they're, you know, this is nobody's going to ever catch up with that many titles. You know, so every time they win one, it's like, oh well, they won another one. You know, And those people, you know, those people put their money into it, and you know, if you know, and because of the revenue sharing, it's helping keep other teams in business. You know, it might have to fold, and so you know, if every once in a while the Yankees win one, it doesn't really bother me. I mean, they did me a favor by getting rid of the Angels. You know, I'm gonna hate them, but anyway, sorry about your Phillies. You know, hey, and you know what, you could keep wishful thinking, but you know, it's not gonna happen with your Eagles, right? So.
Yeah. Is that a slam from a Cowboy fan? You got to be kidding me.
Cowboys are probably coming there.
Please don't tell me you're fantasizing about the Cowboys going to the playoffs. They'll be lucky to get near the playoffs this year. I know you don't think that, right?
Kate, they've lost two games, okay? One of them was on a...
Dave, who do they play?
The ball bounced off of their tight end's foot, you know? And then, you know, the other one was in the Broncos, you know, and that game went down to the edge. You know, both teams have lost. They lost right at the end of the game on field goals. So it's not like they're playing bad. You know, it's just, I think it was Troy Aikman made the comment, you know, how Tony Romo goes, how the Cowboys go. And unfortunately, I don't
True.
Think the guy's a winner, so I'm not getting too, I'm not fantasizing too much about it. But we'll see what happens. This is a big game with Philly this weekend. So, all right, well, so,
yeah, we'll see.
Yeah, but sorry about your Phillies. I know you kind of want another one, and you know, but they've got a good core team there, and you know, hope they keep it going. From here, the amazing part, Kate, I found out today that Ayers, one of the relievers, is actually from the Salt Lake area. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, Yeah, I saw that. I heard that when they were talking about it earlier. I thought that was pretty interesting too. So you can go back and like I said, thanks, Don, and you can continue to think about your Cowboys. But Tony Romo, no way is he the real deal, and no way do the Cowboys, I think, go to the playoffs. This can be an interesting game against Philadelphia on Sunday. Who knows what the game of the week will be, by the way, because we do that thing called Nail the Score on Friday morning in our third hour. You don't have to know anything about sports, anything about football. We just pick the game of the week. You tell us who you think is going to win and what you think the final score is going to be, and you may win a fabulous prize from America Tonight. I don't know who gets the prize for being the bozo on this one, but in Cleveland, Ohio, the home of registered sex offender Anthony Sowell, I'm sure you heard about this one, more and more people are wondering, how could all of this stuff happen without anyone knowing? He's been arrested and charged with multiple counts of murder, but this is the sick wackadoodle thing about this, with this 50-year-old guy. He was ordered today, held without bail, but what they found so far in his house and in his yard, in his basement, etc., 10 bodies and in his home and in and around his home, and a skull in his basement. So he was a registered sex offender. Can you imagine living anywhere near this creepo, this nutbag, this scumbag? And it turns out that he's responsible for the deaths of the people whose bodies have been at the house, if it does turn that out. They think it could be because he was able to exploit a horrible parole and sex offender registry system. He was a registered sex offender, but they didn't have anyone in the community helping to be on the lookout for any kind of signs of trouble. They didn't require anyone to knock on the doors, to any of that kind of stuff. So nobody even knew the guy was a predator at all. Talk about the system dropping the big proverbial ball. And this is interesting, too. In Cleveland, the county where he lives, where his home is also the home of 3,400 other sex offenders, all, by the way, of whom are supposed to be tracked by the cops or authorities or whatever. So, obviously, sex offender lists are long, but do they really distinguish between people who are minor offenders and the most dangerous predators? This guy was out, and he apparently murdered people, cut off their heads. Sick stuff. Sex offenders. How do you feel about this situation? 800-259-7791. Stay with us.
Sometimes authorities don't tell the truth. Many businesses, traffic intersections, and patrol cars are now equipped with cameras. Big Brother is watching, but now you can watch Big Brother back without Big Brother even knowing it. Introducing DigiSpy sunglasses. These high-resolution DigiSpy sunglasses come with either 4GB or 8GB of flash memory, allowing you to record digital footage while doing everyday activities. DigiSpy sunglasses contain a small, high-quality hidden camera that can record up to 4 hours of real-time video and audio. The DigiNet Spy sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful search and seizures, town hall meetings, anywhere you need indisputable proof. DigiNet also offers the same audio-video technology in the functional DigiPen. Check out the complete line of products, including mobile DVRs, and see the video quality at DigiNet.net. That's DigiNet.net. DigiNet.net. Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 for your DigiNet Spy products today. Because video never lies.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communication Radio Network.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for IxQuick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week StartPage challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of StartPage and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
For years, doctors and researchers have known that one of the major pathways to better health is an alkaline diet rich in minerals and antioxidants to keep the body in proper pH balance. For 15 years, people have trusted AlkaZone, the simplest way of keeping the body in pH balance, getting rid of acidic waste buildup, and boosting the immune system through antioxidant support. AlkaZone's unique formula contains potassium, magnesium, calcium, zinc, and the antioxidant selenium, along with 79 trace minerals from ancient marine deposits. Unlike other products, AlkaZone is odorless and tasteless and can be added to any beverage to offset its acidity. AlkaZone also manufactures antioxidant water fountains that will both filter and raise the pH of the tap water in your home to a pH of 10. To learn more and to place your order for a 45-day supply for only $25, visit AlkaZone.com. That's A-L-K-A-Zone.com. Use coupon code RADIO and receive a limited-time discount. Call AlkaZone today at 1-800-810-1888. That's 1-800-810-1888.
Do you think our criminal justice system is broken? Because it seems as though, to me, the system cares more about the rights of the criminals than what happens with the victims. And I know I say this all too often. How do we knowingly release dangerous people into the general population and there is no accountability here? Nobody's checking up on a person who's described as a predator. The system is more than broken. I mean, you have to be kidding me. I would almost use the word shocking, but it's just all too common for people to say that. And then you find 10 bodies in the sex offender's home? I mean, wait till you find out the stories of the people. Were these people that were killed, obviously, after he got out? And who are the people? And who knows by the time they go through all of this? Here's the thing. I mean, how could they have not, first of all, do you smell anything in the neighborhood when you've got that many bodies there? I mean, who's checking on the sex offender, especially somebody who's on the high end of the scale? Do they even realize that? Was there any way to distinguish it? Apparently not, which is shocking. And what, you think the neighbors are going to watch 24/7? They didn't even know that this guy was a predator sex offender guy of the worst kind. And, you know, we can forget the word sexual offender anymore. He's a serial killer, a murderer. A murderer. So, you know, why is he allowed to be in these? Why was this guy in this neighborhood for the first place? Somebody dropped the ball big time. I mean, the system is just ridiculous at this point. If something like this is happening in Cleveland and in that neighborhood, they have to be enraged. You know, have to be enraged. I mean, this was a seriously dangerous guy. And now, of course, we see what's happened as a result of this. So, you know, when the ACLU goes and fights for the rights of these sex offenders, particularly on the opposite end of the spectrum, this is what you get. You get the guy who's out, who's got his place in the neighborhood. Nobody realizes it, and then it's too late, and they confirm they find 10 bodies around the house, in and around the house, and a skull even in the basement. You know, the judge was so blown away by this. He just didn't know what to say even. Of course, the Anthony Sewell's denied bail and all that other sort of stuff, but who cares at this point? That doesn't help any of these victims. The judge said he was just so stunned, and he says it's the most serious set of allegations I've ever faced. So they're not distinguishing between the minor offenders and the most dangerous. They say the lists are so long they can't do that. And you heard what I mentioned before. There are 3,400 other sex offenders living in that same area. Oh, someone's got some explaining to do. The system is more than broken, to say the least. I would be beyond furious if I lived in that area. Tomas is listening to us in Michigan. Hello.
Hello. Well, you know, let me tell you a little story. When I was working in the intelligence community, all of a sudden, the word came down to start declassifying documents. Now, a lot of us said, whoa, what's going on with that? How come? Why want to declassify? And it was Clinton under Clinton's regime, you know, and we were going, oh, my God. But the thing was, up to that point, everybody was classifying everything they had at the highest classification. Everything top secret, top secret, top secret. Now, when that happens, you know, more people have to have access. And I think what's going on now is a little bit like that, in that there are so many people classified as sex offenders that slightest little thing, and they classify them as a sex offender. For example, we're in Michigan. If you're caught peeing outside, that's they classify you that as indecent exposure. Boom, sex offender list. And then, police, you know, in one neighborhood, do anything with a list of 3,400 people, you know. So they're going to have to start, you know, bringing the bar up. You know, a sex offender's got to be somebody that, rapes somebody, not just somebody that, you know, maybe had their ding-dong.
I agree with that.
You know?
Yeah.
And hopefully this will get the ball started in that direction, because, if you go to any city and you look up it, you know, it's like tens of thousands of sex offenders, like this, it's Gotham and Samora or something, you know, and it's not that bad. So I think they need to raise the bar instead of just classifying everybody as a sex offender. You know, they just, you know, happen to forget to put their clothes on or something.
Well, no, I know what you're saying, that if you get stamped that, it could be a variety of things. Like you said, if somebody decided to take a whiz in the bushes in the wrong place, if you're getting labeled as that, you're right. And then, of course, Tomas, raise the bar. You're wasting time on those kind of people. So someone like the Sewell guy slips through the cracks, and now 10 bodies are found outside and around the house.
And, you know, this guy's the mayor of Cleveland is a Democrat. And Democrats, they're into that, they're a little corrupt, at least from my point of view. So I don't know how that works either. I'll take that back. I haven't studied that guy. Maybe he's a law and order guy. Who knows? But definitely just way too many people that are labeled this, you know. And
I agree, because if it's just taking that number, I would be the neighborhood wasn't a horrible, horrible neighborhood. So the neighbors reacting to this are just they're out of their minds. They don't know what to say. They're upset, and they're saying you have to, as the neighbor, you have to patrol the area. Are you kidding me? A neighborhood watch is going to stop a serial killer?
Nah, but you know what? I got some homework for you. I think you might want to check out how many sex offenders live within 5 miles of your house. You know, you can do that on the internet, and I think you might be surprised.
Oh, I've already done it. I have an iPhone. You go on the iPhone, they have an app for it, and you look at it, and it's probably something you don't want to see. You're right. And how many of those, though, that are registered as a sex offender aren't the kind of crimes that we're talking about?
Yeah, and it's funny because the sex offenders are getting all this news media hit, but what they also tell us how many murderers there are and how many thieves, you know, and how many drug addicts.
Yeah, we don't want to know that. Thanks, Tomas, for brightening our day. We appreciate it. Thanks for the call. Let's move from Tomas in Michigan to upstate Mark in New York. That's what we like to call him. Hey, Mark, how are you?
Hey, can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you.
Okay. I want to just stick to topic here. I don't want to rant and rave. When I rant and rave, I think I confuse your audience. Really quick about this particular case about this killer. And it also, I want to mention in connection with this, the girl who was raped in California, talking about sex offenders.
Mm.
First of all, people who will never be blamed for or take responsibility, even though the individual who did the crime is ultimately responsible. But in the courts of law, the higher courts where where it's hashed out, the rights of the criminals, like the ACLU lawyers, they'll never be held responsible because they deal in the abstract. Well, you know, they don't care about the specific people. Now we have 10 people dead because, you know, this offender was released, and there've been studies after studies saying, you know, the sex offenders are the one that had the highest percentage of recidivism. You know, they go back to doing what they're doing. But there's another argument that says that, you know, if they serve their debt to society, you know, we have to allow them to go free. But like I just said, they're such recidivists. But then we really step into the surveillance aspect. Where do we put a bracelet on them? And even if we did, who's watching them? Someone else, you know, who won't be held responsible? Like he said, the mayor, the police, they won't be held responsible. The parole officer, the defense attorney who defended the guy, and the prosecutor who signed off on his release. These people always seem to be, all the groups I just mentioned, from the police on down, they're never going to be held responsible for the murders. You have to be able to defend yourself. And a lot of places, you can't defend yourself. You may say, well, where are you going with this? I'm just telling you that, you know, whether it's terrorists or everything else we talk about, you have to watch your back. You don't know who's living next door. And look, I had a someone dear, very dear to me that did time, so I know what it's like about having someone did a felony conviction and then get out and go straight and narrow. But this scumbag didn't go straight and narrow. And like you said, the judge is shaking his head. But, you know, who's going to be held responsible for this? This is just an addition to, you know, I'm not going to do one of these Pollyanna's going, well, you know, it's the society's fault. No, it's the individual who did it. But there's a lot of cause and effect that lead up to this. And it comes down to, I just worry about the individual person. And I've been, you know, tooting my horn for years about this. I'm getting tired because people, they still keep their eyes closed. Now, we don't know the specifics of the case, but you know who won't be held responsible, and I won't go into that again. And I just wanted to mention, in connection with these freaks, it's rapists in California.
Yeah.
They apparently, I've heard, there may be more, but up to 20 people were involved, but they did arrest
yep.
6 people.
Yep.
They didn't tell us whether they were legal aliens or not, and you're saying, oh, where are you going with that? Look, you know, people are doing this. But of the 6, if each one of them had a mother, father, brother, or sister, and that was my family member, and this goes to what Stu in Kentucky said, there'd be 24 people dead. I would kill everybody.
Oh.
Because that's what it's coming down to.
No kidding.
I'd kill them all. I don't care anymore.
Yeah.
Thanks, Kate.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. I had this conversation with somebody today. On paper, you say you wouldn't do it, but when it happens, ooh, you're hot. Stay with us.
If you've got mold, you've got a problem. But if you have Moldzyme, you have a solution. Everyone at one time or another will encounter mold in their homes. It's unsightly and can affect your health. Moldzyme from EcoDiscoveries is the only safe and effective solution for cleaning mold and mildew and eliminating odor. Moldzyme is safe for any surface. Wood, concrete, tile, stucco, wallpaper, vinyl, or aluminum siding, painted surfaces, and more, both inside and outside your home.
I use Moldzyme in my bathroom, basement, garage, and deck. Everywhere I see mold, it's magic in a bottle.
Moldzyme is non-toxic, safe for the environment, your family, pets, and
plants, contains no chlorine bleach, ammonia, or nasty smell. Plus, it's easy to order. Call toll-free 866-767-2832 or go to moldzyme.com. That's 866-767-2832 or moldzyme.com. That's moldzyme.com. Use promo code RADIO for 25% off your order from Eco Discoveries. Moldzyme, now safe, has an effective side.
This is Jerry Pierce, the radio detective. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? Well, you should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearm training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. Now is the time you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes, and the Millionaire Patriot's paying his own money to help you get it. This is real. Thousands have already taken advantage of it, and you should too. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course plus 30-state concealed weapons permit for pennies on the dollar. And get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun.
Do you have trouble getting through the day? Do you feel tired and worn out? Pounding expensive energy drinks? It's a proven fact. Many people do not get the proper daily intake of essential vitamins and nutrients. With the lifestyles we lead, eating fruits and vegetables is sometimes easier said than done. Introducing Choose 4 Health. Choose 4 Health brings you 16 powerful ingredients in one delicious chewable for around 75 cents per day. Each chewable contains a full day's worth of the necessary fruit and vegetable intake you need. Choose 4 Health also contains antioxidants and vitamin B12 to give you that extra boost to curb midday cravings for snacks, energy drinks, and coffee. Call 1-800-210-1922 right now and you will receive a 1 week supply of Choose 4 Health absolutely free. Just pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-210-1922. That's 1-800-210-1922. Or visit orderchews.com. That's order, C-H-E-W-S.com. Start your healthy lifestyle now.
Out of Cleveland, and as Mark said, he mixed it in as well with the girl that was raped at the Richmond High School, the 15-year-old, and we've been talking about that now for the last couple of days, in and out here on America Tonight, where you six guys were arrested and 20 or more people were watching. I didn't hear anything at all about illegals, which is what Mark was alluding to. I heard it was people that guys that were at the school, and then there was one that was 21 years old. So I think that's not at all what it is. But still, you're talking about this situation that so many people watched and looked on and took pictures and nobody called 911 until 2.5 hours later, and only because they accidentally overheard some of them talking about it, some of the boys that had participated in it. It's just an awful, awful thing, and it brings back and what he's saying in this situation with this sexual offender. He was labeled as a sex offender, is out, no problem. He's a registered sex offender who knew he was a serial killer living right next door. I mean, a real predator. And if you have people being labeled as sex offenders for things that really shouldn't be considered sex offenses, and we've also had many conversations about this, that is bad because now the list is so ridiculously long that is it that it's not a manageable list and some of the offenses on it should not have been labeled that, really, because it's misleading. So then a guy like Anthony Sewell falls through the cracks. And sure, now they caught him, but 10 bodies later and with a skull in his basement, and who knows what the stories are with the 10 people that he murdered. I mean, those stories haven't trickled out yet. The victims, the families of the victims, all that sort of stuff. Somebody has to be accountable. I mean, that's the bottom line. The justice system is obviously on its rear because we see in California, you know, they were talking about releasing, some of them would end up being sex offenders. They would release prisoners because they can't afford to house them. So how do you determine, ooh, let's see, this guy seems pretty good. He's on the sex offender list. Didn't know that he was a wackadoodle that was going to murder and who knows, rape and do whatever else he was going to do. And, you know, they had, the sad part here is you had cops and parole officers who actually went to the house, but they didn't notice anything unusual. Very similar to the kidnapping story. Remember J.C. Duger, we talked about her, and supposedly there was visits, but nobody noticed anything unusual. In that case, my God, you had tents in the backyard screaming for what's happening here, like a whole other facility. In this guy's case, there were bodies buried and there were bodies in the house, and it must not have reeked of anything, whatever he did to cover that up. But, it shows that something has to be done. And it does, I guess, point out to the fact that what Mark is saying, you can never be too careful. You move into a neighborhood, you don't know, there's probably fabulous, wonderful, good-hearted people there, but do they live next door to you? And who are the people that live behind you? And, you know, maybe there's this thing about getting to know the neighbors. However, in the case of this guy, if you just looked at his photograph, would you look at him and say, oh, that guy looks like a serial killer. He looks like a sex offender, like he could do something. And the answer is not really. I think he just could blend in easily, and that's also part of the problem. And, you know, I guess it goes to the fact that there's no question the justice system is broken, and you cannot parole so cavalierly these sex offenders. That there has to be some sort of a more stringent accountability then, and let everybody prove you're wrong. And then, for goodness sakes, the people who shouldn't be listed as sex offenders should not be on the list. They have to be listed, I think, as something else. All right, here's the Bravo moment on the day, I think, and I didn't want it to slip by here in this hour of America tonight. How often have we talked about cap and trade and really what is behind the machine that is green? So you had Barbara Boxer pushing to pass her version along with the co-sponsor John Kerry's climate change bill out of committee, right? And hoping that they were going to get the 60 votes that they needed. In the meantime, what a harpoon to this. You had Lindsey Graham and Joe Lieberman both trying to get some kind of input into the bill and trying to say that, in looking at this, this is getting weaker because you've got Kerry, Graham, and Lieberman now working on some version, watered-down version of the climate compromise, which I think is a good thing compared to what we were initially hearing. Because what about the business interest? What was going to happen there? What about carbon pollution? And Lindsey Graham is really pushing this and saying, hey, if you don't believe carbon pollution is a problem, then you don't want to work with me because I do. And so at odds here is, of course, and talking about coal and talking about other forms of energy. And if anything, I don't think we're going to see anything pass anyway out of the compromise bill. And clearly, there are so many aspects to this, and it goes right on the heels of cap and trade and what we saw happen in the House. So the good news is, I mean, you even had one of the senators refusing to debate this, refusing to discuss the position and just simply walked out. So I think the good news here is you're getting a more watered-down version in the first place, and I don't think that you're going to get a vote on this, which is what has to happen, because my goodness, this is on the heels of what's going on with health care reform, and to let another thing slip by that would slam you in the wallet that's being exploited, I think, beyond belief, would be, I think, disastrous heading into the tail end of this year and then going into our next year in 2010. So bravo one to the Republican from Oklahoma, who made a brief appearance at the hearings before the committee began the consideration of the gazillion amendments, the 80 amendments, and decided just, hey, I'm not gonna deal with this. I'm gonna walk out. Clearly, you have no clue what's going on here. And so then it forces Boxer to extend the deadline for the amendments to push it a little bit further. And they're going to need an extension of at least 5 weeks is what they're saying. I think that's good. I mean, again, something that's been debated for how long, and now suddenly we got to push all these things through. There is something about let's get it through. Let's jam this cap and trade through. And then, oops, I'm so sorry. You read the fine print and you realize between what's been said about cap and trade and what's been said about different facets of healthcare reform, I don't know how any of us would have any money left. Honestly, if you're in the middle class, you would really get stung by both of these things, because you can't convince me in everything that I've read and everything I've seen in any of these bills and any of these proposals that that's not who's going to get socked. I mean, how are you going to make your house, you could barely afford the payments, how are you going to make it energy compliant? I don't know about any of you listening, but how many of you can really afford a windmill in your backyard? I actually saw one in my neighborhood today. Of course, the person who had the windmill bought up three houses, knocked them all down to build an estate. So they obviously had a little bit of money to do this. And yes, if some of these things come through where you'd have to be compliant, again, if you were Mr. Green Jeans with a lot of money in your back pocket, you could do it. Otherwise, the mere mortals would never be able to comply with the taxation that would be heaped upon us. Hey, you can send me an email on this or anything else that we talk about on America Tonight. Go to americatonight.net.
He chose one.